You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is something new. I don't know if this is a thing, and I just have not heard about it. Or maybe Tyrone is, blazing a trail here. Interesting, though. Hi, boys. I've been dating a woman since October.
Let's see. Not long, I guess.
5 months? Okay.
All right.
Been dating a woman since October, but I don't see it working out long term.
Ruh-roh.
But she's also a wonderful person, and I don't want to be a jerk. My question is, wait a minute, before I tell you what Tyrone's question is, if you date someone for 4 or 5 months and you feel like it's not working out, that doesn't automatically make you a jerk.
No,
It could make you a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
But what, if you've invested 4 months, you have to automatically say, I'm going to be with you for the rest of my life?
Or profusely apologize, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're like,
sorry.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. And of course, make sure you work in a, it's not you, it's me.
Right, yeah.
But anyway, he writes, my question is, what do you think of me giving her a breakup gift? Something really nice, just to say thank you for 5 fun months together. I don't think there will be any bad blood with this, and she probably won't be too upset. I ran the idea past my brother. He thought it was great, as long as it's something really nice. A cheap gift would be an insult. Before I move forward with this, I wanted to see what your listeners thought. Thank you. I love your show. No name, please. So we're going to call him Tyrone.
Tyrone,
have you
right.
heard of a breakup gift before?
No, but I kind of like this concept a little bit. It's just kind of, you're going to rip the Band-Aid off, and this just makes it a little bit less painful, I think, if you show up with a 52-inch TV and say, this is for you, and this is the last time you'll ever see me.
Yeah.
Well, I need more details on how this is all going to play out, because I think I'm fine with the gift. That's kind of sweet. It's like just a little parting gift here. You've been a great friend. Thanks for making out with me. I'm moving on. But I need to know when the gift will be presented. I feel like I don't know if it's a good idea that he comes to her for the day of the breakup with the gift and gives her the gift and then breaks up. I feel like the gift should be given maybe a week or two in advance.
Advance?
And
she's
then,
gonna say, what's this for?
And just say, this is just for being you. I've really enjoyed my time with you. You're great. I just wanted to treat you to something.
No, that's
and
wimpy.
Then a week later, do the breakup.
No, man.
I'm wondering which way is better.
No, that's too wimpy.
Well, if you're gonna man up, then you don't need a gift at all. You're just gonna be like, Tyrone out.
I know. But I mean, what I mean by man up is it just, if you're doing the gift as a breakup gift, then do it as a breakup gift. Don't just passive aggressively give it a week early and then break up. That's not a breakup.
But I think
gift
she has
then.
A better
That's a
you
gift
have a,
and then a breakup.
Yeah, but you have a better chance of that person keeping the gift if you do it a week or two beforehand. Because they've gotten to know the gift, they like it.
So what you're saying is you don't want her to throw it back in his face.
Throw it back in my face and make it not worth my time to even get the gift. I don't want her to throw the TV back at me or
hold on to your receipts, people.
Right.
I wonder if any of our listeners have ever either given or received a breakup gift. And then the other question for listeners is, what do you think of Tyrone's proposal?
I think it's kind of nice.
Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea?
Boy, they're fired up online here, aren't they?
Johnny says, boy, so you want to give them a present of the day you broke up with them? It's going in the trash. Save the money.
See, and that's why I feel like you got to do it 2 weeks in advance so they get to know the gift. They like the gift. Back to my example of a TV. They use the TV for 2 weeks. They're not going to want to throw that away or give it back.
Oh, my God. Yvonne is hilarious. She goes, payment for services rendered? No.
Well.
Sydney from Thornton, where they eat their dead. She says, hello, message for Tyrone coming from a woman. Absolutely not. That gift will be a constant reminder of a breakup and a heartbreak.
I did think of that.
Now, however, let's for a moment go back to Tyrone's note and let's, because some people might have glossed over what he said in the middle, which is, I don't think there will be any bad blood with this, and she probably won't be too upset. Meaning, she might just be like, yeah, we're going out.
She might not know it's not going anywhere.
Yeah. If he said, oh my God, she's head over heels in love with me, but he's saying she's not even going to be that upset that we break up.
Then
now,
this might be okay.
That color it?
Alex said, get her a puppy.
Sure.
I mean, isn't it kind of sweet? I mean, the bottom line is he is thinking of her feelings, I think. He doesn't want to make the breakup so painful.
I don't know how I feel about this. I'm leaning towards, I don't know that it's such a bad idea, purely because of the she's not going to be upset with the breakup anyway. Christy is fantastic. Christy, you're the listener of the day so far because she's referencing something from a month ago on the show. She goes, maybe he has a pair of ruby earrings in his closet that he's been saving for 4 years. Do you remember
that story?
Oh,
yes, right. That guy.
That guy.
Michelle says, is this just a way to ease his guilt? Probably. I'm just still sticking with it's going to make this breakup a lot less painful if you have a nice, shiny new gift to play with. It's no different than like when the doctor gives your kid a shot. It's painful. And then what happens? They give him a little sucker afterwards. Takes your mind off the pain, off the poke. And that's exactly what a nice new necklace would do.
Ah, right. Denise from Wheat Ridge. I think the gift is a great idea.
There you go. Maybe so like a gift card to the Olive Garden or something, you know? Maybe that's better, like a gift card somewhere, like a gift card to get groceries or something.
Nicole says, coming from a single woman, no, that's awkward. And giving it ahead of time, Jeremy, like your idea, will give the wrong impression. And I agree with that. That's when you're giving a gift a week ahead of time, you're saying, my God, this is going so well. Here's a gift.
But then
when
you're
you
like,
know in your heart,
psych!
You're yes.
It's just to distract is what it is.
Bailey from Aurora. I think the concept is a great idea.
More of these that she's going to remember him every time she looks at that gift. So that's what I'm thinking, gift card.
Bailey's nice basically card. Saying he's going to give her mixed messages.
When? During the breakup? If he does it during?
If you're giving a gift. So maybe she's talking about the week before. No, either way, it is a mixed message. It's like, oh my God, I really like you. Here's a gift, but I'm breaking up with you.
Okay, so what if he does the breakup and then gives the gift? Which order should it go in?
Then we haven't talked about that. You've got gift, then breakup, and then nothing. Or you've got gift and breakup at the same time. Or you've got breakup and then a week later gift.
Or in the moment, too, do you hand gift, then break up, or do you break up and then hand gift in the moment? I think you do break up and then hand gift.
Tanya,
listen,
goes,
you'll never
like
see
part-
me again, but here's a new air fryer.
That's funny. It depends on the gift. Air fryer. I'd break up with anyone for an air fryer. Tanya goes, like a participation trophy on field
yeah,
day?
Basically. Why not? Why not?
Ravi from Aurora says, do a breakup party.
Like, personally, if I was getting broken up with and somebody handed me a gift, I would be okay with it then.
Sarah says, wait, can we talk about what the gift might be? Yeah, Sarah, that's
the
what
thing.
We're
trying to figure
if
out what's
an air fryer. Yes, break up with me all day long.
Like, if a woman came to me and said, I'm breaking up with you. I hate you. I don't ever want to see you again. But look, I got you a PlayStation 5. Be like, well, that's a pretty sweet little gift.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Go ahead. I'll be busy.
Live
anyway,
your life.
So it doesn't matter if we
live your life.
I got stuff to do now. I'm going to be playing this video game all day long, so we might as well break up.
Okay.
Now, I do want to add that he said in here he doesn't think there's going to be any bad blood, and she probably won't even be too upset. So we're going to take a phone call on this, but first, let's read some of these text messages that are coming in that I'm really enjoying. Kim says, I say break up, then give the gift, but leave it somewhere so she'll find it later. And if she's upset, then she can throw it at something.
Yeah, you can do that.
They'll make it something that isn't going to break something.
Leave a little heartfelt note with it, too, you know? Like, I think everyone's knee-jerk reaction is, this is such a jerk move, you're just paying her for her time, and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, Tanya goes, it's a consolation prize, and then in quotes, sorry, you didn't win the grand prize of a lifetime with Tyrone, but here's a blender for showing up.
Yeah, well, it's gotta be... I think it's gonna... is it a ninja blender? I think it's gonna boil down to the gift. gift. Blair wrote in and she said, I think it's a bad idea. Girls will throw it in your face or in the trash. At least that's what I would do. It would be a constant reminder of the heartbreak, and I wouldn't accept that in my home.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote back, I go, okay, well, what if he showed up with really great concert tickets to a concert you'd want to go to? And it took her a couple minutes, and she wrote back, well, I would accept that.
See, there you go.
That and only that. So it's just going to depend on the gift, I think.
You know what it is? It's, Jeremy, it's a negotiation.
That's what it is. I would never.
I am not going to let you out of this relationship unless it is tickets to Matchbox 20.
It's just saying, yeah, this is not going to work unless I get to go
and
see Rob Thomas.
You may go. Close the door behind you.
Get the hell out of here.
Stephanie said, my friend, get a load of this story. My friend had a boyfriend who broke up with her and then gave her an amazing present, a full set of alpine skiing gear,
whoa,
ski boots, skis, the whole bit. She goes, weird, very weird, over $1,000 worth of gear.
Wow.
That's strange. And then I like what Missy said, though. She said, oh, my God, no, no gift. No matter when he would give it to her, it's confusing, and she'll always remember him when she sees it. And then, I like this line. She goes, he's sweet, so just be sweet during the breakup, and that can be the gift. That's well said.
Beautiful.
Because there are sweet ways to break up, and then there are jerk ways to break up.
Sure there are, yeah. Yeah.
You want to take a quick call on this?
Yeah, be rad.
Let's see what Brad has to say. Brad, what do you think?
The answer is no. You don't. Okay. You don't give the gift. She's always going to be thinking about it. So thinking about you with the gift. So.
Yeah.
But I have a really funny story.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. Let us decide. How long is the story?
Oh, it's very quick.
Okay. Go.
Okay.
Years ago, I was dating a girl. She didn't like me. She wanted to break up. She meets me to break up. She brings her girlfriend and says, "Here's a new girlfriend for you."
Oh my God.
Go, Brad. How did that work out?
It didn't work out either.
Didn't work out either.
I might work with her better than the other ones. So.
You know what? She tried to find a replacement for you.
She's like, I'm just going to swap myself out, and this is Tina.
It was kind of a gift, I guess.
Okay, now listen. When I was in high school, my buddy Randy... had a friend of his who went to our crosstown rival high school, Brad, and he tried for the longest time to set us up. And so we went out a few times. Her name was Sheila. She could not have been sweeter. Beautiful young woman, sweet and everything else. But you know, there just wasn't that right chemistry between us. Randy was so pissed at me. He goes, you don't know what you're missing. She's the greatest woman. You will never meet anybody like her. He just kept throwing it in my face. He was so mad because he tried to set us up. And I was just like, hey, she's really sweet, but I just don't think she's the one. And he kept doing it. So finally I looked at him and I go, Randy, why don't you take her out? This is a true story, by the way. You take her out. They have been married for like 30-something years.
Boom.
Yeah, so, you know, she was not the one for me, but she was definitely the one for Randy.
Randy got his girl.